Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Jones. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Monday out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneras hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires to first and has Monday trapped. There's the throw to Hansen, who tags Monday for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Buford reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suarez strikes out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dobson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suarez hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bob Locker. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Green. Buford moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Monday hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wood catches it and throws to first to double up Campaneris. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. There goes Horland trying to get to second. Monday throws the ball into Campaneris, who tags Horland for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Aker now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tony Pierce now pitching. Ken Berry pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing first base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Dick Green. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Hershberger moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito catches it and throws to second to double up Hershberger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Danny Cater now playing third base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Lou Kraus now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suarez bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to second. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Donaldson scores. Kraus moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.